Hi, and welcome to Zed Games. Recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane and broadcast nationally over the Community Radio Network, Zed Games brings you the latest gaming news, reviews, and interviews from across Australia and around the world.
Welcome again, beloved listeners, to another exciting episode of Zed Games, Australia's most beloved gamer radio show. Joining me in the studio for this episode, the ever delightful Ms. Candy Payne.
Hi, Lee.
The generally kind of okay Mr. Razor. And the extraordinarily delightful Mr. Jody McGregor.
Hello, Lee.
Mr. Razor, what are we going to be talking about today?
Last month, we went to PAX Australia, which was held in Melbourne, and we spoke to the godfather of nerdcore hip-hop himself, MC Frontalot. So we'll be hearing that interview a little later in the show. As well as that, we'll be talking with Ben and Panya Huckster, brothers who are the creative force behind Mini Mega, a Brisbane-based studio who had their game ripped off and sold on the Google App Store.
We were playing their game, Slap, not too long ago, and we got incredibly competitive.
Very interesting story, so looking forward to that interview later in the show. But first, let's kick this episode off with the Week in News headlines, please, Ms. Candy.
I'd be happy to.
This is Zed Games News, bringing you gaming news headlines from Australia and around the world.
Alrighty, in the news today, the Kickstarter crowdfunding platform will soon allow projects based in Australia and New Zealand to be funded via its website, with official Kickstarter school events planned for Sydney and Melbourne in September. Previously, Australian projects, including several video games, have used a loophole that let them host projects on the site if their teams had an American member.
This is good news. In the past, sometimes video game projects and other crowdfunding projects in Australia have had to use other platforms and not been able to hit their goals because there aren't, if you're just dealing with an Australian audience, especially if you're making a video game and you want to launch it around the world, there is less money there for you.
Sony has revealed at E3 earlier this year that a movie was being made based on their racing game series Gran Turismo. They've since revealed that the movie will tell the true story of Lucas Ordonez, who won a spot on a real racing team in a Gran Turismo 5 competition and has since gone on to become a professional race car driver.
Good cool. idea. That sounds like a good movie to
yeah.
me. I was thinking like it would be some Fast and the Furious knockoff or, you know, Days of Thunder or some crap like that. But this is a good story and I'd love to see that being brought to the big screen.
Like, this is essentially, this is like the plot of The Wizard, except at the very end, he travels to another realm and really jumps on turtles, right?
Yeah. Plus The Wizard is like the second best film ever made.
Yeah, after this one.
Yeah. All right, that's it for the news. You're listening to Zed Games.
Hello and welcome back to Zed Games. You're about to hear an interview with Ben and Panya Huckster of Brisbane development studio Mini Mega, who had their game Slap ripped off. This is the story of what happened next.
Mini Mega is like a game development studio that specializes in commission games. We've been running now for about 3 years. In that time, we've been building advert games for brands like Optus, Woolworths, Kleenex.
The name Mini Mega, I guess you can kind of think of it as little brother, big brother. So we're a brother team, and Ben's kind of like the creative side of the business, and I'm a bit more technical.
And we've got clients from all over the world. In the last couple of years, we've released 3 indie titles, all mobile games. First thing that we made is a game called Pot Smash. The second game that we made is called Slap, which is like a head-to-head multiplayer thing. The third one we made is Crazy Eggs, which is just a quirky little thing that we did for Easter this year.
Slap is one of our games that's actually gained a lot of popularity in China. It was kind of weird, actually. Like, I was talking to a friend about it. He was like, oh, what games you've made and whatever. And I was like, oh, why don't you just search the Android App Store for Slap? And he starts searching and he goes, oh, is this it? And I'm like, yeah, that's it. Oh, hang on a second. No, that's not it. What? This is a little bit weird. So I had a look at it and realized that, in fact, there was another version of Slap that was hanging out on the Android App Store on Google Play, which was this pseudo-imposter version of our original that looked like it had originated from China. Instantly, we realized that they had actually ripped the actual assets from our APK. So what would have happened is they'd decompiled the actual content, taken out some of the bits and pieces, put them back together again and rebuilt not just a clone, but an actual copy of the game with the original assets and released it onto the App Store and getting downloads.
When you discovered it, what was your reaction?
Well, I was looking at it and thinking, no way, this is really weird. And then I called Pioneer straight away. And I was like, man, we've made it. We've got somebody that's copied us, you know?
It's a real honor to be cloned.
Yeah, and we were both like totally flattered by it. So immediately I went online, took some screenshots, tried to get as much documentation that I could. So I checked out all the reviews, saw that the reviews weren't really that good. A lot of people were saying, you know, this is pretty laggy or it's buggy, but there wasn't actually anybody that acknowledged that it was a copy of the original. So it kind of seemed like this thing was out there existing on its own and gaining its own audience. It didn't seem like it had gotten a lot of traction, so we didn't really feel threatened by it at all.
But were you offended about having your assets stolen?
It would have been worse if he had made a better game, like if he had used our assets and created this game and it was performing better than ours, and you know, or equally as good. But it was pretty clear that, you know, it was sub-quality and wasn't really taking away from our own IP.
Yeah, and you know, like when we were kids, we used to love playing, you know, Mario and Sonic and all these titles, and we'd go and we'd draw pictures of all the characters, and you know, it's not really like we were stealing from them. It's more like an homage. So when we saw this, it was like, shit, I don't really know how to feel. If this guy's making millions of dollars, then that's a different story altogether. But the fact that he's out there kind of doing this, you know, I'm okay with it. After a few months, I went back to check out how he was going. Noticed that he'd integrated ads into the game and that he was getting a significant amount of downloads. I think it was somewhere over 5,000 at that point. That was the point where we kind of went, oh, okay, this guy's getting a little bit of traction. He's potentially stealing some of our crowd and some of our money, and he's also diluting our brand. That was the point where I thought, okay, we may as well do something about this now. I put together this graphic, I guess, which was a comparison image that showed the original Slap artwork right next to the copy Slap artwork, page by page. And it was, you know, about four or five frames. And I put together the image, and I emailed it to him. It's a small team of guys operating out of China that just go and they make these clones in order to try and cash in. I sent this guy the email and I said, hey buddy, it looks like you guys have launched a copy of our game online. I believe this is a breach of copyright. Can you please take it down immediately? Instantly, the next day, he responded and apologized. And they said that they were happy to take down the game, the imposter game, and happy to give us the source code for it. And they were also asking if potentially there were any other games that we had that they would be able to help us port over to a new platform, which was kind of funny because you know, he's kind of come along and done this, but then in the same breath he's kind of said, hey, can I help you out with anything? And I didn't really know how to understand this, about whether it was, are you asking for a job, or was it maybe, and it's a cultural difference, I'm assuming a lot of this is lost in translation as well, is he just trying to repay back this this value, I guess, that he's taken from us. So either way, no animosity, like really felt like he felt genuinely ashamed or genuinely apologetic. And because he instantly responded and said, yes, I'll take all of this stuff down, we felt like he was quite genuine about it. I think it was about 10 days after I received that email from this developer, and I kept a little bit of an eye on it and realized that he hadn't actually taken it down. We didn't get any other response from him after that. Got this cool little image that shows this side-by-side comparison of our game and the copy game. We go to our community and we ask our community, hey, what should we do about this? I posted a DMCA report to Google and gave them the links and said, here's the offender, and this is our original, can you help us out? I also created a post on a subreddit on Reddit called Indie Gaming, and it featured this image that I had made that shows the difference between the original and the copy. And I put a caption on there that was something like, somebody ripped off my game, I'm not sure how we should feel. Because it's true, we weren't sure how we should feel. Should we feel offended or should we feel flattered? You know, this was a question we wanted to put to the community. Instantly, within hours, this thing had gone crazy within this subreddit, and we had suggestions to, you know, put it up to another subreddit. So I posted it into Indie Gaming.
R Gaming,
on Reddit. From 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. or something like that, this thing had gone crazy. All of a sudden it was on the front page of Reddit. There were 15,000 upvotes. There were over 1,000 comments on there of people either saying, A, I should feel offended, or B, you should feel flattered. But then a whole bunch of other, like, really interesting stuff as well. You know, there were arguments breaking out within the comments. There was this massive solidarity to support us as indie developers. And there was one particular comment where some good guy Redditor said, look, you know, we've got to support this guy. We've got to support the original. Download his game. Put the link up for the iOS title and for the Android title. And of course, we were so grateful because we didn't expect this at all. All we really expected was, hey, let's get some feedback. And now all of a sudden, we had a million hits on our website. We had a increase in downloads.
Yeah,
like the downloads went from, I think it was about 200 a day, all of a sudden to like 5,000 a day. So that was like a really, really overwhelming experience. But also it just made me feel a lot for the Reddit community, you know, like the way that they'd banded together. And I mean, we never really wanted to start a witch hunt. We didn't want them to go and take this guy down. We just wanted to share the story and ask for people's opinions. So I received an email from the developer the day after this whole Reddit thing exploded. His email said that he had taken the game down and he was very sorry. I think, yeah, he was genuinely apologetic. He actually ended his email with, and I hope we can be friends.
What kind of impact has this experience had on you, or what have you learned from it?
As a marketing experience, that's been really interesting. Obviously, we didn't really expect it to be a real traffic driver to the game. But when we did see this spike come along, that was another interesting story that was worth sharing. So the day after this whole thing went crazy on the front page of Reddit, diligently went through and created a timeline. Said, okay, this happened at this time, this happened at this time. I posted this thing and then this happened. And I explained how this whole thing broke down over time, and also gave the results. And said, well, actually, once it got to the front page, we got 5,000 here. Once it got here, we got a million hits here, etc., etc. I put that into like a nice little concise breakdown, and then posted that to Reddit. Thanks, Reddit. You've turned a negative into a positive. Check out the results that you've given us. Posted that onto Reddit again, and then within hours, that got onto the front page. So there was this continuous driving of traffic back to our game. You go through all of the comments and all of the ratings on the App Store and on Android, and you can see, hey, we came here from Reddit, go guys, nice work, 5 stars. It was really cool to see the results of this happen over time.
In terms of like downloads, it makes a big effect, and in terms of ratings and all that kind of stuff is kind of cool. In terms of actual revenue, it didn't really make much difference at all. But the fact that it's an interesting story, I think, is a big plus.
So throughout the event, we were contacted by international legal professionals. Also, we got a little bit of media coverage as well, which is kind of interesting. We also had lots of developers that were out, and illustrators and artists and everybody who wanted to help us with our next title. And they all wanted to know what it is that we were doing next. It was interesting though, after posting that breakdown back to Reddit and saying, okay, this is how this worked as a marketing campaign, there were a few skeptical Redditors out there who were saying stuff like, this guy,
it's all
just
a sham. Yeah, they made it all up.
This guy is like, he's made a copy of his own game and he's put it up there and then he's made this to make Reddit feel sorry for him and now he's getting thousands of downloads. And, you know, I think that's kind of funny as well.
But other people saying, that's genius.
Yeah.
Get this guy to market our app.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the nature of viral marketing, and I don't claim to be any specialist in viral marketing, but the nature of viral marketing is to do something that is a complete surprise. Yeah, we were surprised by this, and Reddit was surprised by this, but if anybody tried to do this again, it's not going anywhere.
And can you tell me about your upcoming titles or projects that you've got going at Minimega?
After Slap and after Crazy Eggs, we started working on a project which is called Bonza Word Puzzle, and it's basically a puzzle game with a pretty unique mechanic. You can maybe imagine like a crossword puzzle that's been broken up into little fragments and you've got to put the pieces back together like a jigsaw puzzle. That's kind of what it is. It borrows strategies from popular games like Seven Little Words and Four Picks, One Word, and these are both, you know, massively popular word games that we both enjoy playing. Right now, it's still in development. It's in only the alpha stage of it, but people are really loving it. Everyone who we show it to really responds to it quite well. So we're looking forward to its release in February next year. But if anyone out there that wants to get a sneak peek at it or sign up, there's a website that was set up for it, which is called bonzawordpuzzle.com, and you can go there and sign up for to be on the beta list.
Cool. And where can people go to get more information about Slap or any of your other Minimega games?
Minimega.com.au is our website. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Minimega and Facebook, which is facebook.com/Minimega Games.
Fantastic. Ben and Panya, thank you very much for speaking with Zed Games today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
You are listening to Zed Games, and last month Razor and I went to PAX, where we had the distinct pleasure of meeting one of our heroes, MC Frontalot, the founder of Nerdcore Hip Hop, and you now have the distinct pleasure of listening to him talk to us all about his life, his career, and Nerdcore itself. Enjoy!
At PAX Australia, I am speaking with MC Frontalot. I heard somebody say once that there were four pillars of hip-hop. Rapping, DJing, breakdancing, and graffiti. What would you say the four pillars of Nerdcore were?
Oh, I should have prepared an answer to that question 9 years ago or so, but nobody's thought to ask. Well, rapping, obviously, carries over from proper hip-hop. But maybe hacking, gaming, and imagining things.
You've rapped about gaming in songs like Final Boss and with your collaboration with MC Lars, Original Gamer. What games are you interested in playing in right now?
I just sat and played through Portal 2 again instead of packing for Australia in a timely manner. Consequently had to get up and scramble right before the airplane. Playing Civ 5 a bit again recently. I just played Hotline Miami, which was such a violent game, but it was very compelling. I couldn't put it down. But I was playing Assassin's Creed 3 again a little bit. That game is not quite baked all the way. It's fun, but all the best parts seem as though they're kind of cribbed from Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
And there just aren't any lovely gigantic cathedrals to climb up.
Fast schemes and algorithms amassed to enforce cryptographs in the past. Sure, people do not give a damn about your shopping. Your Visa number SSL to cherry popping. Hot grandpa action. Websites that you visit. More password protected partitions. No matter how illicit.
One of my favorite tracks from your last album was I'll Form Their Head, which is obviously a bit of a homage to Voltron. Do you mind if I ask you if you prefer the vehicle Voltron or the Lion Voltron?
Oh, Lion Voltron all the way. tried to leave it, you know, nebulous enough in the song that people could imagine it to be a tribute to any of the many properties that have involved smaller robots forming a bigger being over the years, including for the young people, whatchamacallit, Power Rangers. Didn't they have a roughly similar format?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think there were things preceding Voltron, although not by more than 5 or 6 years. It's Voltron. Let's just admit it.
You performed for the first time in Australia last night at PAX, but this isn't the first time you've performed at PAX. What's your history with Penny Arcade?
I've performed at every PAX, beginning with the first one in 2004 in Seattle. This will be my 10th Seattle coming up in a couple months. I don't know, 4 or 5 Bostons and now in Australia, so I've done like 15 PAXes so far, 14 maybe.
And you're going to be at everyone from now on, is that the plan?
I keep figuring that they will eventually grow tired of my antics and replace me with any more compelling presence, but so far they haven't wised up. The Department of Piranhas, be honest, you ain't hacking those, it'd be too easy. Setting up the next president, pretending that you were through freezing when you're nothing but warming up to-do list in your diary. Comics I like reading?
Yeah.
I love the Acme Novelty Library. Big fan of Chris Ware. I tried to get him to do an album cover for me, and he replied that he thankfully no longer has to take commercial work. Daniel Klaus, Peter Bagg, who I also met for the first time at Heroes Con, and I met Bill Stinkovich, and he's going to do my next album cover, and I'm really excited about that. He's one of my all-time favorite illustrators. I love Tony Moore's stuff, always. I quite like Walking Dead, even though Tony doesn't work on it anymore.
Speaking of The Walking Dead, is it true that you had a cameo in one of the early issues?
Yes, in one of Tony's issues. Issue number 3. There are 2 zombies in the issue. One of them is me, eating a deer in the woods and getting an axe to the dome. And the other one is Ken, who is one of the very first nerdcore hip-hop artists. He created all the material attributed to MC Stephen Hawking.
And speaking of other nerdcore artists, what nerdcore artists would you personally recommend to someone who's just discovering the genre?
There are many fantastic nerdcore rappers, I'm happy to report. Dr. Awkward, Schaefer the Dark Lord, Random, MC Chris, MC Lars. Seek this information on internet, a fine source of all kinds of information, but particularly nerd-related information.
Frontalot, thank you very much for speaking with Zed Games today.
My pleasure. This is MC Frontalot, and you are listening to Zed Games. Use your ears to do this task.
Bright-colored robotic space rhinoceri that we pilot. Why? Because they're in supply. Plus, we heed the cry of our planet's population to defend them. We report to battle stations, split screen ready, and our rhinos are rocket ships with fully articulated tusk jaws and hips. They come equipped with individual special attacks, none with a lack, but a couple a little bit slack. I'm not naming any pilots specifically, but we're all color-coded, so you notice that typically I, in the goal, lead the charge, do the most damage to whatever very giant space invader managed to threaten the globe in yet another of our episodes. This week, malevolent galactic nematode, already beat up the squad when we face them. I'm calling it, let's form a giant robot and waste him. Monster misbehaving, planets needing saving, situations craven, I'll form the head. The enemy is clever, we're smaller but whatever. When we put it together, I'll form the head. Y'all could do the treading, swing energy machete. If combination's ready, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head. Deuce Pink, what I tell you last time? Got my agent on the phone, watch it with the worm slime. And watch a star shine, focus in your cameras. Cause it's a damn crime being so glamorous. Now panic, yeah, the shot of the supreme. Mr. Coy's rhino bought them, my lackey team. You got the Nimrod with the yellow laser beam. The other guy's no talker when he wants to talk to me. Between scenes, sometimes I feel out of place. Oh yeah, I'm the biggest damn star in outer space. Dear fans, I am powered by your flattery. The little old me, not the diva or the daiquiri. Back on
on track team. And if you require me to show some early whites, I'll remind you why you hired me. There's no rivalry, just me. Instead, I'll be back in 15, just in time to form the head. Monster misbehaving, planets needing saving, situations craving, I'll fork the head. The enemy is clever, we're smaller but whatever. When we put it together, I'll form the head. Y'all can do the trending, swing energy machete. If combination's ready, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head. Am I the only one who's finding this peculiar? That fighting giant aliens is getting too familiar, and it's bad enough. And just my luck, my body's light as red. But do we always have to argue over who should form the head? NASA trained, I'm only overlooked cause I'm the nice guy. I'm overqualified, I've logged 6 months of flight time. Astrophysicist, but still there's no respect for me. The golden boy and coys couldn't spell the word trajectory. Now they got me face to face and fighting with some fish bait. 10 minutes left, we'll never finish at this rate. We need a plan, rerunning through other enemies. But every battle has 2 minute breaks within the memory. All these giant insects, they put the world in jeopardy. I remember Megamoth as if it happened yesterday. Think it's time that we combine and rip this thing to shreds. But only if you promise me that I can form the head. Monster misbehaving, planets needing saving, situations craving, I'll form the head. The enemy is clever, we're smaller but whatever. When we put it together, I'll form the head. Y'all can do the treading, swing energy machete. If combination's ready, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head.
Pink, turquoise, stick together, some say. Ultra mega fauna only clicks together one way. If that is apocryphal, might offer you turns up top. Where the view's at, you can look stern while we pose so menacingly. Brandishing blade, about to rid us of the enemy with one swoop. Yay! Not now, time's critical, don't debate this again. Oops, that space worm gobbled up Michigan. Monster misbehaving, planets needing saving, situations craving, I'll form the head. The enemy is clever, we're smaller but whatever. When we put it together, I'll form the head. Y'all could do the treading, swing energy machete. If combination's ready, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head. Monster misbehaving, planets needing saving, situations craving, I'll form the head. The enemy is clever, we're smaller but whatever. When we put it together, I'll form the head. Y'all can do the treading, swing energy machete. If combination's ready, I'll form the head. I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head, I'll form the head.
Thanks for listening. This has been Zed Games, recorded live in Brisbane on 4ZZZ and heard nationally thanks to the Community Radio Network. For more information on the show and to join the Zed Games community, head to our website, zedgamesau.net. That's spelt Z-E-D, or send us an email at contact@zedgamesau.net. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Zed Games is produced with the assistance of the Community Broadcasting Foundation.